Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, all of last week, the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, held public hearings in Amsterdam, in The Hague, in response to a request from the United Nations General Assembly for an advisory opinion on Israel's legal obligations concerning the facilitation of humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. This followed Israel's ban on the UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, which is the primary provider of aid in Gaza, which Israel accused of Hamas infiltration, which is a claim that UNRWA denies. Israel did not attend the oral hearings, but submitted a 38-page written statement outlining its position. And joining me on the line to discuss this further is Anne Herzberg, the legal advisor to NGO Monitor. And as always, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for joining us. If the ICJ ultimately issues an advisory opinion that paints Israel as obstructing humanitarian aid or violating international law, how should Israel respond without playing into the narrative of defiance or guilt?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. So basically, it is an advisory opinion, so it's not binding in any way. What's going to be unclear is some of the states that presented to the court basically presented it not so much in terms of Israel's violations, but what the obligations are under international law, according to the International Court of Justice. So I think it's really the burden is on the court. So if the court puts out an opinion that is offering what it views the law to be and how it can best be carried out, and how that can be carried out given that Hamas, a terrorist organization, does steal much of the aid, then perhaps it could be a constructive opinion, and Israel maybe would take some of the advice from the opinion and implement it. But if it's going to be one of these opinions that just starts accusing Israel of apartheid and claiming they're the worst violator on the planet and they're just committing war crimes, blah, 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 and it's not taking into account Hamas at all, I don't think Israel really needs to follow its advice, because that's not going to be constructive.
And many argue that international law is selectively interpreted when it comes to Israel. But is there not a danger that when one constantly points to bias when it comes to Israel, you undermine the legality and the real legal concerns that do exist?
Well, again, I think the problem is when people call out bias, it's not because they're saying Israel shouldn't have to follow international law. They're calling out the bias to say international law has to be applied fairly across the board, universally. The same standards have to apply in all situations. And that's not what's happening. And so what's actually degrading international law is the bias, is the fact that these bodies are not interpreting the law fairly, and they're not listening to all evidence. So even in the proceedings last week, not except for the United States and Israel, not one country talked about aid diversion by Hamas. They all pretended it didn't exist. And anyone talking fairly about what's going on in humanitarian aid in Gaza has to address that issue. So again, it's these institutions that are damaging their credibility, not the other way around.
Do you think that international law still has the tools to separate real war crimes from political theater?
Yeah, I definitely do. I do think the rules, if applied fairly, make sense and can address most of the situations when we're dealing with something like asymmetrical warfare, when you're dealing with the type of war where you have Hamas or Hezbollah, you have these terrorist entities that have taken over a territory. I do think the law does address these situations. The problem is the international community is ignoring that fact. They're pretending those facts are not on the ground. And when you're not addressing addressing a situation as it is, then that's where you run into problems, because they want to pretend, like with UNRWA, they want to pretend UNRWA is neutral. A lot of countries said UNRWA is neutral. They have no issue with Hamas infiltration in UNRWA. The Secretary General and the head of UNRWA have committed to doing reforms, you know, but we all know Hamas has infiltrated UNRWA. There's copious amounts of evidence. And we also know that the UN for the past year has claimed it was going to reform, but they haven't done anything. And so that's, again, where the problem lies. If you're going to lie and make up a fantasy about the reality, you're not going to end up with good policy or good implementation.
And critics argue that by blocking UNRWA, Israel isn't just targeting an agency, it's choking off the only lifeline for millions of civilians in Gaza. Yes, even if elements of UNRWA are compromised, what's the ethical and legal justification for cutting off food, water, and medical aid to an entire population?
Well, the facts are that there are 13 other agencies that are operating in Gaza and dozens of NGOs. So UNRWA is not the only game in town. That is a lie made up by UNRWA to preserve itself. But in terms of the aid, right now, Hamas has a lot of aid in its storehouses. And we've seen videos in recent days where they're actually killing Palestinians who are trying to get the aid. So there is aid in the territory. Israel right now is looking for solutions to restart aid at the border, where aid coming into through the crossings. You know, maybe looking at security contractors, looking at a way in which the IDF can make sure that the aid gets through without being diverted. But again, even we saw an article in the Times of Israel this week that a lot of the humanitarian aid organizations in the UN don't want to work with the IDF. And so if they're not willing to even work with the IDF, how can we even come to a resolution? Because everyone knows what the problem is. The UN is pretending the problem doesn't exist. And anytime Israel tries to come up with a solution for it, they just pretend it's not happening and they don't want to work with Israel.
And we have
so
a comment.
Again, yeah.
We have a comment coming in from Ronnie Hirschfeld saying UNRWA hasn't been infiltrated by Hamas. UNRWA is Hamas. But unfortunately, I need to leave it there. We have run out of time. Anne Herzberg, legal advisor, NGO monitor, thank you for your insight. And as always, I'm sure we'll cross back to you quite soon.